So I had this random thought, and I realized that I just get a lot of random thoughts. Like, if I think of it, throughout the day, I think I mostly get just random thoughts. And they're kind of jumbled a bit in the beginning, and then I feel like it just filters into something that actually makes sense. But I didn't even want that to happen. I just want to chill and focus on what I'm doing, but I can't. So my brain automatically just creates something out of nothing, and I'll just go with the flow, and all of a sudden I've just, something just made sense to me. And it's about cats and dogs, and I feel like, all right, just hear me out, that dogs are generally like men and cats are like females. So think of a dog and think of a cat. They're almost like opposites. The big old dog, you know, usually friendly, trusting, loyal, kind of dirty, dump everywhere, eat their own dump, sniff butts and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's probably like the man, the rough, gritty, whatever man. That's what they do, you know, we stink and we're kind of like, we're not really embarrassed or ashamed, we just do whatever, and that's what dogs do. And they're usually trusting straight away. So when you open up a door and there's a dog there, and you didn't even know the dog, in 2 seconds, he'll be your best friend. And he'll be licking you up, and you'll be hugging him, and he'll be wagging his tail, and it's like his life's complete, and he just met you 2.5 seconds ago. So this comparison's not like accurate, but it's just there's something there. All right, so just stick with me. And then females are more like cats have that mystery, they're more reserved, they're not as trusting straight away. Even physically, they're not as big as a dog, they're not as strong. They're quicker, I guess. They're more agile. So I don't know how you can connect the dots with that one. But maybe you could even say that they possess, you know, a bit more of like a, like more beauty, or the way that they keep themselves. Like even, you know, the way that they're way more hygienic. They clean themselves. And I only learned like today or yesterday that when they scratch crap, like, you know, when they scratch couches and there's little things that you buy for them just to scratch, I'm like, what the hell is that? And apparently it's because they cut their own nails. Like, they do their own pedicures and manicures, apparently, their claws. So then they lick themselves all day, clean themselves, like have a shower, you know, they have a shower 24 hours a day, and the dogs don't. Why? Because dogs are dogs. And usually, right, dogs are outside, they stink, and they dump and they eat their own dumps. Now, all right, so anyways, keep that thought, you know, stick with this. So that's the physical stuff, and then, you know, the character, I've kind of gone over that. The cats, you know, if I walked into a house for the first time, the dog should pick up the vibe straight away, like, yeah, boom, come up to me, like, either just attack the crap out of me and kill me, or love the shit out of me. But, like, I feel like a cat would just be, like, looking at me from a distance and, like, arch their spine like they want to kill me. But they'll be in the corner, and then if I come closer to them, they'll just, like, look at me and then just sprint somewhere, you know, like, around the corner. So with that thought, you know, that's just my brain. It was just like, bro, I just realized like men are more like dogs. So we're more trusting to one another. Like I can make friends with a guy like in 2 seconds. Because usually, yeah, men are just more trusting to one another. We pick up the vibe straight away. We observe, but like, you know, we're like, yep, cool. This guy seems cool. We're friends. Girls, maybe not so much. And what else? What else is kind of the same? Oh, yeah. So this is another thing, right? Cats, Yeah, they're more like timid, shy, reserved. They really need to scope this person out before they can even trust them to come near, like come close to them. And I feel like, generally speaking, women are more reserved. They're especially when it comes to other cats, yeah, and then other dogs especially. So it's the same thing. So a female isn't gonna be best friends with a girl in 2 seconds or friends with a guy in 2 seconds. They take their time, and again, this is like generally speaking. And get this. So then, as I was thinking about all this, I was just seeing this. I was like, yeah, and it's weird when you see a girl and she's not acting like a cat. Like when you see a girl and she's like more like a dog, like the characteristic of a dog, it's almost like a red flag. Like, oh, why are you like obsessive over me, like too quickly? Like, why are you really trying to be in my space too quickly, or you're too much with that energy? You could almost think like that's a red flag. Like, oh, are you a bit of a slut? Like, giving me too much trust and just like, I don't know. That's just my thought. And so in my brain, I'm thinking, as a man, I would rather. I'm kind of more attracted to the cat energy, and it's funny because I've never been a cat person in my life. Like, I don't think I've ever owned a cat in my life, and I've never liked them. But now I'm starting to understand what it's all about, like what cats are, because they're very, yeah. They live in their own world. They don't care if you come to like you come home. They're more like, oh, are you gonna come and feed me? And then they just walk off when you fed them, do their own thing. And then when you're just minding your own business, that's when the cat comes, and he doesn't really respond if you're calling them. I know a lot of cats do, but generally speaking, they don't. So yeah, my thoughts are that me as a man, I would rather a woman who's more reserved, and it's like that mystery, that aura of like, oh, whoa, what are they doing? Like, what are they thinking? And I guess maybe vice versa. So, but if you can sense the energy of a woman, if they're like a dog straight away, it's weird. So what it is first, a cat is not trusting this and that. They don't have that trust, that loyalty. But as soon as you spend more time with them, then that cat, aka female, kind of, they kind of transform or transition to that dog energy of like, absolutely love your presence. They're like, kind of like border, like obsessed over you. So it's funny. It's almost like we like that cat energy first, and then the dog energy proceeds after it. But if it's flipped and it's dog energy first, coming from a woman, I feel personally it's like, I don't know about that. Yeah, that's too much. So yeah, there's a lot of connections, and I could be way off. You're probably thinking like, yo, like, are you smoking weed? And it kind of does sound like I've smoked weed, but I promise I haven't. Like, that's another story or podcast. But yeah, I don't know. There's probably like way more correlations, or they probably don't make sense. And so, like, in my head, if I was to ever own a dog, I think I need to pair it with a cat. It's like yin and yang. There's something weird because everyone's like, oh, get another dog, like, get two dogs, right? But you can get two dogs, but what if you get two cats and two dogs? What if you get one dog and then you raise them with another cat? Like, you raise them so they become best friends, and you get best of both worlds. And maybe that's like the ultimate pair, the ultimate pets, where you get the cat and the dog. And yeah, and also like what something else that I thought about was that a cat and a dog, they're the most domesticated pets or animals in the world. The first pet that a kid wants is either a cat or a dog. And my question is, why is that? And then a possible answer could be maybe because they mirror us, like as humans, like what I just said, this whole thing, this whole 10-minute speech on how they're really like, they're very similar to us as humans. So maybe we've like, yeah, we're just like, oh yeah, dogs are amazing. They're also like, they're loyal, loving, whatever. But then cats have their own thing, their own vibe that is equally attractive, as attractive as a dog. But it just, a whole complete different way. So anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. And you probably don't agree or agree. And I'm probably way off. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that random thought. And I will definitely be talking about more thoughts. So stay tuned, guys, for more random stuff.